small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
And today's episode is called Fantastic Fours. We're going to play some of our favorite songs by bands that only have four people in the group. And why are we doing this, Kyle?
Because yesterday we saw Fantastic Four First Steps.
That's right. You add the First Steps. I like that. That is the title.
Yeah.
I just say it's the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, well, I use the Christian name.
So, was it fantastic?
It was good.
It was the good four.
Yeah.
It was not fantastic.
It was fine. The fine
four. It was fine four. Yeah. What's better, Fantastic Four or Foreigner Four?
Ooh.
I think Foreigner Four is better. Yeah.
Are there at least eight songs that are good? 8 out of 10? Because this is about a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I think Foreigner 4 is solid 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So it's better.
Yes.
Yeah, so who's in this Fantastic Four First Steps? We got Pedro Pascal.
Correct.
Reed Richards.
Yes.
I don't know the actress who plays...
Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby is Sue Storm?
Yes.
Or Sue Richards?
I think she's Richards because they're married. I think they were using...
Yeah, and it takes place in the 60s, and she's pregnant, so she... Certainly a superhero wouldn't have a baby out of wedlock, right?
I think they call her Mrs. Richards at one point, or it's on a sign or something.
We got Johnny Storm.
Yep.
Who is that, Chris Evans?
No, he sounds like Chris Evans a few times.
Yeah.
Joseph Quinn.
It's not Michael B. Jordan. He was in that real shitty one.
Yeah.
And this kid comes from Stranger Things.
Yes.
He was good.
Yes, he was.
The cast is good.
Mm-hmm.
The cast was all solid.
And then Ebon... Bakra Moss or what something?
Yes, Chef.
Yeah.
He's from The Bear.
He's also in The Punisher. He's Microchip.
That's right. And then he was also in Girls.
Oh, I
that Lena Dunham
that.
Show. You're not missing anything. Except Lena Dunham naked. Which, you know. And here comes Pilar. How are you doing, Pilar? Getting your glasses? You don't want to say anything? She's waving. That's good radio.
She needs her glasses on to say something.
I guess so. Who plays Mole Man?
Paul Walter Hauser.
Paul Walter Hauser.
He was in I, Tonya.
Yeah, I don't like him a lot, but he's pretty good in this because they use him just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough. And then that girl from Ozark, the one that says, Marty! That's how she talks in Ozark. Marty!
Yeah, but I can't remember.
What is her name? She's in that. She's in that.
I was like, oh, I knew it, and then it immediately.
She's in that scary movie that's coming up.
Weapons, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Well, she's the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, she's mine.
Let me ask you this, because I don't know anything about some of this lore. Are there many Silver Surfers?
There are historically two.
Her and a man.
Yes.
Okay.
So she is Shalabal, and he is Norrin Rad.
All right. And... She's Shalabal,
mm-hmm.
And the guy is Couple of Balls. So they've already used the guy in some of the old ones, so they decided to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
I thought she was fine.
Yeah. Julia Garner, that's her name.
She's fine?
Yeah. It's weird that they picked someone that is recognizable to be unrecognizable and have a very small
true.
Part.
Very true. And then the guy who plays Ben Grimm, the Thing, we only see him as a...
Like in flashbacks or like, yeah, like as an astronaut or something.
Yeah. They don't give us a full-on origin story. They tell it very quickly.
Yeah, like a news. They're like on an Ed Sullivan type show.
Yeah, and the guy's like, many, 4 years ago, this is what happened. It's much better to do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the villain is Galactus.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Now, this guy is the planet eater.
Yeah. The devourer of planets.
Tell me about Galactus.
He's big. He lives in the galaxy. I mean, he was, in this, he's as large as, you know, like they show him towering over Statue of Liberty. So he's big.
That is the way they show him. That is how they tell us that he's big.
Nerd Talk!
You guys are nerds.
So yeah, if you don't know anything about Galactus, when he comes to New York, and again, you live in New York.
Yes.
Are you safe there?
Not anymore.
How many superhero movies have destroyed New York?
A lot.
Even Superman, they call it Metropolis. It's New York.
Yeah, it's set in Delaware, though.
It's filmed in Delaware.
No, they have Delaware plates, and they've said that it's Delaware.
Even in The Man of Steel, the one with Henry Cavill?
No, that one's who knows where.
That's New York. So Galactus comes, and he's going to eat the planet. He's mm-hmm. done this many times. He's very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to, should we say spoiler alert?
I guess spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. Galactus comes and the Fantastic Four have to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
And that fight's not great.
No.
They kind of, you know, like when you watch like some old-timey thing where they... Oh, we're trying to catch a groundhog, so we're going to prop a box up with a stick.
It's basically that.
And when it goes under there, we're going to pull this string and catch the groundhog in there. That's basically how they catch Galactus.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And how much carnage... I mean, they evacuate the city, which is good.
Yes.
Because normally I sit there and go, well... A million people just died.
Yeah.
But they evacuate the city so mm-hmm. that you don't say that. So it's seemingly just the Fantastic Five and...
yeah.
Because Galactus comes to steal Sue and Reed's...
He wants to eat a baby.
He wants to eat a baby. It's like Fat Bastard. He wants to eat a baby.
It's very Ghostbusters 2 plot.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It is. Except instead of a... Well, the Marshmallow Man's in the first one.
Yeah. But they drive around the Statue of Liberty in the second one.
That's right. It's
fine.
It's fine. Look, it's a nice movie. The theme of the entire movie is family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice movie. Is it the best Fantastic Four movie?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a hard feat.
That's not... No, we could have made one this afternoon that would be better than the other ones. Is it the best Marvel movie of... This year?
It probably.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of... I thought that too, but now I'm kind of flip-flopping a little bit.
So, I like Superman better than this.
Yeah, I like Superman better than this too. Because I like my heroes woke. I want a woke immigrant from another planet. Yeah.
How long until there's a villain or a superhero in something whose name is Woke Mob?
That's a pretty good name for a... I like that name. All right. So, in closing, now we're going to play Fantastic Fours.
Yeah.
Great bands. But I didn't even pick a song from Foreigner.
Do they have four members?
Well, the first two albums, they're six members. The first three albums, they're six members.
Cut Too Loose.
Yeah, for Foreigner 4, it's their fourth album, and they go to four members. And then it's four members for four more albums. So... That's technically...
Do you think there were meetings where they wanted to rename as F-O-U-R, like Foreigner?
I wonder.
There
had to be a meeting about that.
There's got to be a cover band that's called that.
There should be. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a cover band right now called Foeigner, and that's Foreigner, because mm-hmm. there's no original members. So we call them F-A-U-X.
That's good. Renner.
All right, let's start with you.
I don't know. You prompted this. I was like, great. And I kept going through lists and I was like, this band has four people. Nope. It would be five or it would be three or that album of that song had, we added six members. So it was a little bit tough to nail down.
Okay. Cause there is a time when, Foo Fighters or Four Fighters only has four members.
Yeah.
You know, so you could have picked a Foo Fighter song from that specific album.
So a few of these are things I've been listening to. Like a mad person.
Okay.
This first one, I don't know how it got. I don't really use Spotify. Somehow it was in my liked songs on Spotify. I don't remember putting this in there or how I would have come across it to put it in there.
Okay.
I've been listening to this song like crazy. It's a great story song. It's called The Legend of Chavo Guerrero, who is a wrestler.
Okay.
It's by an artist, The Mountain Goats. This is the only song that I know by them, and it's great.
And the album's called Beat the Champ.
Yeah.
Is it a concept album?
I don't know.
All right. The Legend of Chavo Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
By The Mountain Goats.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's do this. They said let's do it.
Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly
like,
to the top.
Sounds like another band. What does it sound like? It sounds like... Ben Folds Five?
Yeah, a little bit like that. But yeah, this has... this at least this album, when I looked it up, had four members.
All right.
So I was like, well, that counts.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
That had 26 people on it.
And that's it. That's all you got to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like it's a good song. It's like a fun, it's like about a real person. It's a story song. It's kind of like about him from the perspective of like a kid liking him at the time, you know, because there's a verse later about him standing up to bullies at school and he's thinking of like what would Chavo Guerrero do?
Something. Oh, I like that. I have that tattoo.
Mm-hmm. WWCGD.
Yes. Yep. All right. Now, here's what I did for my first song. Mm-hmm. I picked a band that has three guys and a woman, just mm-hmm. like the Fantastic Four.
Oh.
So I'm
going to Kiss.
It's not Kiss. But the same is, you know, they've got, because they've got three guys. They've got Peter, Gene, and Ace, and then they have a woman, Paul. All right. You'll know this song. You'll like it.
Okay.
You're looking ahead, though. Is that cheating? Careful. Do you want to know what they are? Here we go. Was from Little Creatures. I bought this on vinyl. It's my favorite Talking Heads album. And I got it on vinyl on Amazon, brand new, $5.99.
Really?
180 gram vinyl remastered. How do you not buy that?
Yeah.
So we got Tina Weymouth would be Sue Storm.
Mm-hmm.
David Byrne would be Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Weymouth's husband, he's kind of chunkier, so he would be the Thing.
And he wears one of those big suits?
No, that's David
Byrne. That's just him?
Big suit. Yeah,
just
that's
him?
That's okay. Reed Richards wears the big suit.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he would be Ben Grimm.
He just turned
and then
that.
Jerry Harrison would be the Human Torch. What do you call him? Johnny Storm or the Human Torch?
Like Human Torch.
Did he say Flame On at all during the... He didn't say Flame On, did he? They know the thing about
his little spoilers. He finds a toy of himself. That toy says
nerd talk. You guys are nerds.
So yeah, they make a big deal about Ben Grimm's catchphrase being "It's clobbering time,"
mm-hmm.
but not so much of a big deal about Flame On.
Yeah, Flame On's great.
Yeah, I like it. And what does Reed Richards say? Pull me, stretch it out. What's he say?
Grab a hold of that.
Grab a hold of this. It's rubber time. Well, he only says that when he's having sex. All right, your next band, please.
Yes, so this is, I tried not to pick too much of this stuff, but this is kind of, this is like perfect whiny post-hardcore bullshit.
This is from 2025.
Yeah, this is a newer album. It's a band called Silverstein that I've listened to on and off.
Shell.
Yes.
Okay.
It's where the sidewalk is. No, the album's called Anti-Bloom, and they're going to do a second, like a instead of releasing a double album, they're going to release two albums this year.
Okay.
So this one came out earlier, and I think the next one comes out like September, October or something.
Yeah.
And I forget what it's called, but this is a song called Confession. And like, again, this is just kind of whiny.
What's it about?
Bullshit.
Can you tell me what it's about?
I don't know. I think it's a guy just whining.
All right.
I'll call this my confession, 'cause you should know the truth. You should know the truth. I let my obsession keep me running back to you. Keep me running back to you. How many times?
Sounds like someone, but I don't know who. It sounds like someone to me.
Yep, sure
sounds
does.
Sounds a lot like Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Steen or Stein?
I think it's Steen.
That sounded like Jiminy Glitch.
Silverstein.
Steen or Stein. That's a good one.
Thanks.
That's a good one. I love...
also, four people in that band.
Yeah, four people, which is good for what we're doing. Yeah, my favorite configuration of a band is four people. Like, I just
one
love...
One woman, three men.
What's that?
One woman, three men.
No, that rarely happens.
Okay.
But just a guitar, bass, drums, and a singer. And I don't even care if the singer picks up any instrument.
Okay.
I like them to just sing.
Okay.
Kind of like this next band. And everyone knows this band.
All you want to do is disappear.
You know that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song.
Question. If they sold an action figure of the robot on News of the World, who's a little Galactus-like,
yeah,
would you buy that?
Well, I have a Funko of that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones that comes in this with the album behind it.
I have two of those, and I popped the... I have a Power Slave, and I popped it out, and then I had a Ghost one, and I popped it out.
I think I have about five of those.
They're just too big for a New York apartment.
I have the Trooper.
I don't have that one.
I have the Power Slave.
I pop him out, though.
I have Freddy in his Flash t-shirt in front of the Flash album cover.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I have the News of the World guy.
That's
so
cool.
I basically have two Iron Maidens and two Queens. Mm-hmm. So at least I kept it,
yeah,
you know, uniform.
Two and two. A Woolery.
What's that?
A Woolery, as they say.
That's a Woolery? Two and two. Chuck Woolery fan. He was a good guy. Rock and Peace?
No, he's...
I know. I'm kidding.
Burn in hell, Chuck Woolery.
We didn't even say, Kyle and I are here in person together.
Yes.
Because we've had this trip planned for a long time. I said, why don't you come see the new house? Why don't you come down either when Superman opens or when the Fantastic Dud opens?
Mm-hmm.
And you said,
yeah,
you figured it out, and then you came down now. Which works out perfectly, because what else are we doing while you're here?
Hanging up the albums in the rock room?
Yeah, we're getting the rock room all sussed out. Is that what the kids say?
Yeah, but I don't think they use it in that.
They say, you're a little sus.
Yeah, like suspect or like suspicious.
Or they also say, do you got any recs for me of new music?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Recommendations.
That's like a 20-year-old thing. That like comes from texting, I think, and people not knowing how to spell recommend.
It's a difficult word. Two M's, though, for people. Yeah. No, not two C's.
Yeah.
It's two M's.
Words like that. Vacuum only has one C, but people think it has two.
Yeah, it has two U's.
Yeah, which is weird. Is that the only letter in the English language that has two U's?
You mean the only word?
Or, yeah, the only letter. Well, there's a W. That's the only letter with two U's.
Yeah, there's a W. The English language is fucking bonkers.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Kudos to anyone who learns it.
I mean, I know the difference between peace, the peace sign, and a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. But well, if that's a piece of cake.
But if there was only one spelling for it, but it meant like two things, that's
minute
fine.
Minute and minute.
It's fucking idiot. Idiots. Who came up with this? Gnat. Oh, there's a gnat in here.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Not K-N-O-T. I hate that.
Now we need a word talk sting.
We need an anger sting. So Kyle's been here for the weekend, and we've been getting a lot of stuff done. You put the drum set together, mm-hmm. got the podcast equipment out. Now, we were planning on recording this episode like we used to do it, you know, with the headphones and playing the music through the cans. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find the most important wire that connects the mixing board to the ancient laptop. I could not find that wire. Why wasn't it in the box with all the podcast equipment? I don't know. But I couldn't find it. And you know when I did find it? About 20 minutes ago. But now it was too late to hook everything up. Yeah. So we're at the kitchen table and we're sharing the same mic.
Yeah.
But we want to record another one.
We are wiping off the mic in between us talking, though.
That's true. And we want to record another episode. And we want to do that the old-fashioned way, because I want Kyle to be the first person to record in the new rock room. And let's be honest, folks, who's going to come and record with me in person unless people like Steve-O Dockerson is passing through, or Kevin Hartbarger comes, or Suzanne Dillingham or Christy Stratton visit?
Now, you think it might be like a sitcom where like a band, their tour bus might break down right in front of your house, and you're like, hey, why don't we go to the rock room and record a podcast? And you're like, you know what? That sounds pretty good.
Now, listen, this is funny, though, because do you know the band Hanoi Rocks with Michael Monroe?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay. Michael Monroe is going to be playing here in, I think, October, like 10 minutes from the house.
So his tour bus could break down.
Would that be a possibility that if I got in touch with his people and say, yeah, would Michael come over and record in person?
Yeah, but we're not going to stop the bus. He's going to have to tuck and roll out. And then you have to bring him to the show.
So, yeah, look. So, you know, I'm setting up this rock room more to, because where am I? All my stuff's in boxes. So it's more
like to get unpacked.
Yeah, get unpacked. We hung a TV.
Yeah.
So I can watch music videos. I'm sure at some point Pilar will go like, you should just live out there.
Why don't we get you a nice bed right here?
I show up and there's like one of those porta potties from like a construction site. I'm like, what's this here?
You're going to be allowed to use that bathroom right there
only.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I'll be allowed to use. Is she okay? She's out in the garage looking through some boxes and it's super hot out there.
Unless she went in the front door, maybe.
No, she would never do that. Okay. She'd rather come through and interrupt.
Oh.
All right. Who's up next? You?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, because I played Sheer Heart Attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're only four songs in. Let's get moving. What a great band and a great album, and we have a rockin' piece here.
Yes, I know. I've been listening to this album almost all summer.
It's so good.
And I need this in this... So this is Fountains of Wayne's Welcome Interstate Managers. I mean this as a compliment. Stacey's Mom is the worst song on the album.
And it's great.
And it's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But all the other songs... Like, I don't know how this one wasn't... Also a single, like all of them are like, that could be a single, that could be a single, that could be a single, like every single one. So
yeah, and you can't say like, well, maybe they thought this song was like too funny or too much of a novelty song, because Stacey's Mom is.
Yeah, so I think...
In a good way.
Yeah, so, but that, again, that's the complimentary, the worst song on the album. But yeah, this is Bright Future in Sales. I was going between this and Little Red Light.
And this,
but this one out.
This album's 22 years old.
I know, but it's...
You were 14 when this album came out. Did you know of it when you were 14?
I think I only knew Stacey's Mom.
All right.
But then I listened to it later on and was like, oh, this album's great.
You know what I heard about this Stacey's Mom?
I heard she's not doing well.
I heard she's got it going on.
Oh.
Here we go.
Heading for the airport on a misty morning. Gonna catch a flight to Baltimore. Try to kill an hour with the whiskey sour. If there's time, I might have just one more. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting. But my head is spinning and I can't quite open my eyes. As long as I don't have to drive, I'm gonna get my shit together.
He throws down the shit bomb in that. An S bomb.
Yeah, but come on, we could bleep that out. Yeah, I mean that's a great song. It's a good story song. It's a guy going on sales calls and being like, this sucks.
And I'm drawing a blank. Rock and Peace to
Adam Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
Yeah. Why'd you say that like
Schlesinger?
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch of spit in my mouth. Schlesinger. You could probably say that like Sean Connery.
Schlesinger. That's a you play a Schlesinger 1, Mr. Goldfinger. This is a Schlesinger 7.
Say Schlesinger and then like Bond, James Bond, say that.
Schlesinger. Adam Schlesinger. Doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
Okay, my next song. Now, look, The Who is on their final tour. At least they're telling us that it is.
This is their. How many final tours have they had now?
Just two. One in 1982, and then now.
Okay, so they're putting at least 40.
Yeah, they're putting some time between. And in the past couple set lists, they've not played like some of the earlier 60s stuff, which. It's fine. They have a lot of songs, and I always like every song they play, but I do miss a couple of songs, and they're playing them this time out, and I believe they're opening the show with this one. It's one of my favorites. It's from the album My Generation, their first album, and this is I Can't Explain. And now I got to tell you something, because we set up a drum set. This Keith Moon doesn't use a hi-hat.
Really?
Yeah. What do you got for me?
He did not like, he reportedly did not like a hi-hat because they weren't loud enough. Okay. So he seldom played it. Okay. He would prefer to keep rhythm on ride and crash cymbals.
Okay. Is that harder to do?
No, it's a little, not as nice. There's a reason a hi-hat's not loud.
Because it's supposed to be subtle.
Yeah.
He's not subtle. This guy's not subtle. Now, by the way, Zach Starkey, not in the band. I've only ever seen them with Zach Starkey. Since 2002, I think I've seen The Who on every tour since 2002 because that was the first time I ever saw them. Never seen them without Zach Starkey. The current drummer is Roger's solo drummer. I saw Roger solo last summer, and that drummer is no Zach Starkey. He's very rudimentary. And
so you're saying he has to use a hi-hat?
I'm just saying Zach Starkey is... How do you get rid of that guy? He's so good. All right. Kyle, you got some ladies here.
Yeah.
And this band is broken up or what? They're inactive? What's
going on? I don't know. I literally only know this song. But this is like one of those songs where it's like, I love this song. I bet the rest of the album's great, but I've never listened to it. This band is The Donnas. None of them are named Donna. I don't know what their names are, but they're not John. I looked it up one time. This is a song, I think I first heard it. It was like maybe on one of the Guitar Heroes, and then it was in a couple commercials.
All right.
Called Take It Off. But we do a trivia show once a month, and this is our theme song for it. So.
All right. Here comes Take It Off from the album Spend the Night US version. This is the Donnas. Great band. I'm on my second train. That's pretty great.
Yeah, it rocks.
I mean, if we were doing a title fight, though, how would it do against this song called Take It Off by Kiss? I mean, look, the fact that they purposely created a song that
could be played.
Dancers will be dancing to in gentlemen clubs. Is that the way I say it? Is that the politically correct
gentlemen club might not even be politically correct.
Well, you don't call it a strip club anymore, right?
I think it's a strip joint.
Strip joint?
Yeah, ever since Spike Lee bought them all, they're all strip joints.
And is Denzel Washington in most of the strip joints?
I think so, yeah.
Do I call them strippers anymore?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not the authority on this.
Okay. I call them, this might not be right. I call them stewardesses. I don't know. That's a hard word to say all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, we haven't said it in 40 years.
I haven't said it since the 50s. All right. So that was your song. And then I interjected with some funny.
Yeah, so it's my turn again.
No. That's not my
stuff. Is that how this works?
Well, I mean, that's just not my song. Okay, my song is, and I picked this. I had to pick my favorite band of all time, Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
But I picked kind of a more cheesier song. It's from the Top Gun soundtrack. And they didn't even write it. But since we're Fantastic Fours, we talk about superheroes, this song just made me think of...
This song's great.
The Falcon.
Okay.
From, Captain America and the Falcon.
Yeah.
And this song is called Mighty Wings.
Oh, yeah, this song's great.
I do like it.
It's just a ball of dust underneath my feet. It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the edge of life. Just like all the rest. I look inside and dig it out. Cause there's no points for second best.
Through the band members, Robin Zander would be Sue Storm, right?
Yeah. Rick is Johnny.
Do you think Johnny Rick Nielsen's Johnny Storm?
Yeah, he's like a hothead.
And Buddy Carlos is Ben Grimm, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then for this incarnation, it's John Brandt on bass. John Brandt would be he's Reed Richards in this. Okay, now look, if you love Cheap Trick, and Kyle, you can tell me how this story ends. Let me tell you this. If you love Cheap Trick, seek out the CDs that were released in Japan on mini album sleeves, because every one has a ton of bonus tracks. This version of Standing on the Edge has 6 bonus tracks, including Mighty Wings. Well, I think one of the albums has 9 bonus tracks. It's crazy. Now, when these were released, they were very expensive, Kyle. So I said to myself, I'm only going to buy a couple of these. So what happened?
You bought them all.
Yes. Okay, let's continue. Song number 5 for you. We've passed the 4 mark.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic 5 coming up.
So this is a band, I think I played them once or twice on here before. I don't think I've ever played this song. This is a band called Punchline. This incarnation has 4 people. I think they're up to 5 or 6 members now. They're from around Pittsburgh, so they're pretty big there. A lot of times when rock groups come in or whatever, they will open for them at places. But I'm like I've seen them in like, I saw them play at like a frat house at Penn State one time.
All right.
Too. So like they're very nice guys. Very, very cool. This is their album, Delightfully Pleased. And this song is called Roller Coaster Smoke. And before we start, it's about Lost, the show Lost.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
The others are coming to take us away. I don't know what they want, cause they never say. We'll live together or we will die alone. Yeah, we'll live together or we will die alone.
We do a long distance dedication. We dedicate that to Dave Festini because he loves the show Lost.
Has he not seen the end?
Oh, he has.
Oh.
But he will fight you to the death that he says it's great. And I think it falls apart.
Halfway through season.
Ben moves the island with a cardboard.
There's a lyric in that about time travel and all that. Like,
come on,
but
guys.
Yeah, the chorus and the others are coming to take me away is great.
It's
called Roller Coaster Smoke because the smoke moves like it's a roller coaster.
I watched every single episode.
Yeah.
You know, because that's when we weren't streaming shows. That's when, like, that was event TV on ABC. Mm-hmm. You didn't miss it. You're like, did you see Lost last night? Oh, my God, Lost is on tonight. But it fell off dramatically.
Mm-hmm. It would be, let's, like, what would be the equivalent today? Oh, Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah, those kids are 40 now, right? There's no way that the continuity, if you binge every episode now, the kids age like 12 years.
Where's Will?
All right, we talked about this band earlier, and we played a song from them already, but this is Kiss. This is the song I did pick for the episode. And again, Paul Stanley would be...
Sue Storm.
Gene would be Reed Richards because would force himself to be in charge.
Yeah.
And I get to fuck the woman in the group.
No, who's?
Ace is Johnny.
And Peter's Ben because he thinks he's tough. So let's make him strong. All right. This is one of my favorite Kiss songs. And this album has become one of my favorites over the years. And when it came out in 1980, people didn't like Kiss doing pop rock. But yeah. I love this. This song is great. This song is Tomorrow. Sung by Sue.
But if you were to write a song now, a pop rock song that would sound like it was made in the 80s, that's the kind of song you would write.
It's the kind of song you'd write.
Now, Unmasked, I found this out the other night when you were showing me the album for some inexplicable reason.
Dynasty and Unmasked. The songs that are listed on the back of those albums are not in the running order. They're in alphabetical order.
The worst way to do it.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you were a kid and you sat down with the album cover,
yeah,
and you're like, okay, the first song is going to be this, and then it's not that
it's
at
all.
It's
weird that they don't say Dirty Livin' at all during Dirty Livin'.
They don't do that. Oh, I see. Yeah. Now, this album, Peter Criss doesn't play on this album. Anton Figg does. I bet none of the members of Kiss were in the room at the same time.
No.
That doesn't sound like it sounds like Paul with other musicians. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
I think Peter is Herbie.
He's the baby because he's always whining. All right. What's next?
This is a band we went and saw together.
Yes.
The Kooks. This is just a fun song called Junk of the Heart, and then parentheses Happy.
I also think it's their best song.
Yeah, it really is.
This is their best song. All right, here we go.
I wanna make you happy. I wanna make you feel alive. Life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time kissing on you.
We don't know who would be who, because we don't know the band members' names of this band, right?
No,
we don't. Where are they from? I don't even know. I know we got tickets and we went.
That's like some bands, when I would look them up, I'd be like, oh, I really like this album. And then like, oh, there are four people. And then it's like six. They added a xylophone player and something. And you're like, oh, come on.
Well, my next band has only ever had four members.
No, it's had a lot of members.
It's a lot of members. And the original four members are all past.
Can you think of another?
None of them are named Donna. Can I think of another?
I was going to say, can you think of another a band, don't say Leonard Skinner, but that all the members have passed, all the original members have passed.
I think there is another band besides Ramones, which I'm going to play.
Someone's just screaming into their microphone.
Yeah, I don't.
Don Philip Sousa.
I believe there is another band, but I can't think of who. I can't, off the top of my head, I can't pull it. But this is a perfect song to play because they're going to sing about someone in the MCU. Tell people what MCU means.
That stands for the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. And they're singing about this guy. And didn't they play a Ramon song at the end of one of this? Which Spider-Man movie was that?
I believe they played one at the end of the first Spider-Man Homecoming. And then I think they also played one at the end of
Nerd Talk!
You guys are nerds.
Spider-Man's in the Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man's in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, he's the bombastic bag man.
What are you talking about?
You've never seen that? He has like a bag on his head. That's who Peter Criss would be.
Are you going to show me a picture of it?
Yeah, the bombastic bag man.
Why'd you show me that picture? The guy's only wearing a bag on his head. Now, how did this happen?
He forgets. He doesn't want to, like... And can't ask me a question. And he forgets. He doesn't want to not wear his mask to protect everyone.
Okay.
So they just give him Johnny Storm gives him a bag to wear over his head.
Why doesn't he wear a Spider-Man costume?
He loses it or something.
Now, that sounds convenient for the comic.
Yeah.
All right. And how long? Then he has a metal mask on there.
I guess so. And then sometimes he's
Does he say web on?
Yeah. He says get web. Then sometimes he has this costume.
Oh, I like that.
It's like a blue and black. And then he has this is great for visual. And then he's in the Future Foundation when Johnny Storm dies.
Oh, and how does Johnny Storm die?
He gets trapped in the negative.
Nerd Talk!
All right.
There's Wolverine in the Fantastic Four. He has a very similar blue and black costume.
There can only be four of them.
At a time.
I feel like they're co-opting their name for some of these things.
Well, here's a group of four that is Wolverine, Spider-Man, Gray Hulk, and Ghost Rider.
Okay, well, I would see that movie in a heartbeat. Why wouldn't that be the movie we see? Could you imagine that movie?
Yep.
Have you read that comic?
Yeah, I think it's just like a what-if sort of thing.
They wouldn't get along, these four guys.
No.
All right.
I have action figures of these two.
Did you Spider-Man. Make those or did you
no,
buy those?
I bought them.
How much were those?
49 or something?
Each?
No, it's a two-pack.
It was a two-pack?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. All right. I forget whose turn it is. Oh, I played Spider-Man. So it's your turn.
Yeah, so it's your fault that we talked about. this sounds like a superhero.
Sounds like a supervillain, maybe.
Yeah, this is from The Killers. Four followers of the Church of Latter-day Saints. It's from their album Battleborn. This is Miss Atomic Bomb.
I like this album. I was listening to this album just last week because the song Runaways, I love it
yeah,
so much.
Song too.
Like, I'll hear some killer songs. Whenever I hear a song that I really love by The Killers, I'm like, why aren't all the songs like this?
Yeah.
Why don't they make a whole album like this? They might be too eclectic. Because
mm-hmm.
when I get a new Killers album, I never know what I'm going to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do. But they have some fantastic songs.
I used to not like The Killers because a kid at school, in high school, liked them, and I didn't like him.
Did you kill him?
Yeah.
That can happen, too. God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I like to say dog bless you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right. So this is called Miss Atomic Bomb.
Yep.
Now, we each picked eight songs, so that's four sets of four songs.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Yeah.
But then we have a playout song, so kind of fucks it up a little bit. All right, moving on. I recently watched the documentary Becoming Led Zeppelin on Netflix.
One.
What? Oh, I did. I jumped right to this. How did I do that? I got so excited. But which song did I play for you?
You played the correct one for me.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because I went first.
All right. Sorry, guys. This is the Bangles, and the song has Hero in the title, and this is a great song. Mike Schmidt loves this song. This is Hero Takes a Fall. Played an all-girl group, and so did I.
Mm-hmm.
The Donnas versus the Bangles. Who would win? I know the Bangles on one of our Versus episodes took on the Go-Go's, and they cleaned the Go-Go's clock.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sent them on vacation.
Sent them on a permanent vacation.
Yeah.
All right, you got one more.
This is my last one. This is from the last good Fallout Boy album.
Wow, in 2008?
Yes.
How many have come out since then?
Three or four bad ones.
Are there like three good songs on each one?
There, yeah, two or three, and they play them on the radio, and then everything else is a bunch of bullshit.
Everything else sucks. That goes.
Yeah. It's just not, it's, you know, I just like to pretend that they broke up after this.
What's the title of this album?
Fully Ado.
Oh, that's Joker 2, right? Is that Joker 2, Fully Ado?
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a song called Tiffany Blues, B-L-E-W-S. I don't know.
Supposed to be Tiffany Blows.
No, because it's like blues, like...
It's a blues song?
No, none of their song titles make sense.
I think they went to high school with a girl named Tiffany, who...
Blues.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good song.
Tiffany Blues, B-L-E-W-S.
Yep.
Right. Little hot mess is what they're saying.
You're like a little black dress stuck on a little hot mess. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that one.
Like the rest of the album's good too.
All right.
It's the last like
the last good
one that's like good top to bottom, but
it's a bummer when bands fall apart.
Yeah, I think they just thought that they wanted to play the Super Bowl and then that's all that they made.
Okay, great guys.
And they still haven't.
And they never will.
They probably won't.
No one's going to get Fall Out Boy to play the Super Bowl.
No. It's weird that they have four members in Fall Out Boy, and two of them don't look alike, but separately, both of those guys look like the guy who played Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew.
Wow. Those are pretty attractive gentlemen.
Pete Wentz is the only good-looking person.
He knew. He hired guys that were ugly so that he could stand out. So recently I watched the Led Zeppelin documentary, Becoming Led Zeppelin.
You tell me about it. I've never heard this before.
It's on Netflix. It's on Ledflix. it's an all Led Zeppelin platform. They only show Led Zeppelin stuff. Ledflix. It was on Netflix. It was at the theater. After watching it on Netflix, I wish I would have seen it in IMAX because I heard the sound was crazy. And they would play full performances of a lot of the songs. But I thought it was a fantastic documentary. I really, really loved it a lot. So, and this song is featured in the documentary. And this is the first song that kicks off the first Led Zeppelin album from 1969. This is Good Times, Bad Times. Of course. I mean, I like the drumming, but... And to watch these clips of him playing was just incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about every single person in the band at the top of their game at all times. It's crazy. All right. That's it. We got a playout song.
Yeah, my list was poppier because it's the summer. I listen to more like poppy music in the summer.
And my
Rooney.
And my list was a classic because I'm old. So that's what I went with. Where can people find you? What are you up to? What are you doing the rest of the summer?
Not doing much the rest of the summer. You can follow me at Kyle Dawson Funny. If you're in Brooklyn on the third Thursday of a month, you can come to our trivia show. Take It Off Trivia. It's a trivia burlesque show.
Take It Off Trivia.
Yes.
We had two songs called Take It Off.
Yeah, that's why I played one of them.
And that's why I did too.
So it's a lot of fun. You can find us there. Yeah, that's about it.
Where's the venue? Did you give the venue?
Oh, it's at it's a place called Pine Box Rock Shop in Brooklyn. And it used to be a place where they made coffins. And now it's like a bar and events venue.
Yeah. Nice. And that sounds like fun. Who hosts it?
I host it.
You host the trivia?
Yes.
All right. And you come up with the questions?
Yes.
Is that a lot of work?
Surprisingly, no. I thought it would be a lot of work, but I probably wouldn't have to write a question until the end of the year.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
You've backlogged some questions.
Because I think of weird things.
And are the people that come out, are they good at trivia? Do they guess your questions?
Yeah, some people do. Some, you know, it's surprising. Like it's 50-50 on whether they're going to, but we always, it goes with this because we always play a song clue.
Oh, okay.
But there's one throw off song. So you're not sure.
A diversion.
Yeah. And then once that's the throw off, then we tell you. And then it's like everything else from here.
All right. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. You can follow us at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky, at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. We're also on the Facebook and patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. And let me tell you this. Yesterday in the mail, I got three copies of a book that doesn't come out till September. It's called Iron Maiden at 50. And it's awesome. So how are you not supporting the show for $2 to win a fucking great prize every week? I don't know.
That book's got to be 35, 40 probably.
If you win that book, you've already made your money back for the year plus.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come out to September, and you can bet I'll be giving it away before September.
Yeah.
Do you hear I talk in code?
Brr.
You know I'm going to give it away before September.
Well, if you talk like that, they can't use it against you at a deposition.
That's true. I can go, I have a speech impediment. How dare you bring that up? All right. One more song from The Who today. This song is about someone that is not in the MCU. Mm-hmm. He's in the
DCU.
Everybody, please enjoy. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks.
And everybody, please enjoy The Who's version of Batman. Here it comes. Great bass at the beginning. You're going to love it.